I'm Dennis, and I'm here with Amy at Data Summit 2017. We're representing the Ute Media Team. Today, we'll be interviewing Helen Dixon, the Data Protection Commissioner for Ireland.
Helen, can you tell us a little bit about the role of the Data Protection Commissioner?
Certainly, and thanks Dennis and Amy. It's really lovely to meet you here at the Data Summit today. So the role of the Data Protection Commissioner is to supervise organisations, all sorts of organisations, public sector bodies, private corporations, in terms of how they collect and process personal data. So what that means is that when organisations collect things like your name, your address, your telephone number, perhaps the IP address of the computer you're using, they have to comply with data protection laws in terms of how they do it. And data protection laws are based on principles that are really quite simple. They require organisations to collect any personal information about you and me fairly, and that means they have to give us notice of what personal information they're collecting. They require those organisations then only to use the data for the purpose for which they said they were going to collect it. They must store it and keep it secure and up to date, not disclose it to any third parties without your consent. And then they must give a copy of data to an individual that requests a copy of it.
How aware do you think Irish people and Irish businesses are about the security of their data?
It's been a while since my office has conducted a scientific survey of awareness levels of individuals, but we can gauge awareness levels from the types of complaints and queries that we receive at our office. And we receive about 20,000 queries or complaints every year from individuals who think organisations may be infringing their data protection rights in terms of how they're using their personal data. So we think awareness levels are high of individuals in Ireland that they have data protection rights and what those rights are.
Has your office noticed an increase in individuals concerned about their data protection in recent years?
We have noticed an increase, and we can measure that in terms of the types of telephone and email queries we get and the types of complaints lodged with our office, which have started to increase over the last few years. And this isn't a surprise that we see an increase in the number of complaints, because as we move further and further into this digital and internet era, the implications for individuals in terms of how their data is used start to increase.
How will the General Data Protection, GDPR, legalisation from legislation from Europe affect us here in Ireland?
Well, it will affect us very significantly, because that new legislation, which becomes effective from May 2018, puts obligations on all organisations in Ireland in terms of how they treat the personal data of individuals, and it gives new rights to individuals in terms of how their personal data is treated. It allows them to better control the collection and uses of their personal data. So in terms of the GDPR, it's something that every organisation in Ireland needs to take action right now on in order to prepare itself to be in compliance with that new legislation. And for my office, which as I said is the supervisor or the regulator of how companies treat personal data, we are being given a new enforcement toolkit which will allow us to impose large fines on organisations that don't take their obligations under this new law seriously.
You spoke about the importance of context in relation to data protection in your talk earlier. What did you mean by that?
So what I meant by the importance of context in relation to data protection is that in every individual case where an organisation is contemplating collecting and using personal data, an analysis has to be conducted of whether there's a legal basis for collecting the data and whether the collection and use is proportionate, necessary and proportionate. And that analysis has to be done in each individual case in order to identify any risks for users and to mitigate those risks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Amy and Dennis.